Hi, everyone, and welcome to Autism Hope Library. I'm really excited about our next guest. If you haven't seen him before, he's been in our library. Check out some of his past interviews. But today we have a brand new interview. We have Dr. Jared Scowron, and we're going to be talking about natural supplements for more speech. Welcome, Dr. Jared. How are you today?
I'm fantastic, Kristen. It's so good to connect again. I haven't, like we were talking before, we haven't seen each other face to face in years, I think before COVID, but we have known each other for a long time. Mm-hmm. I mean, 10, 15 years.
Yes, we were just talking that the first time I saw you, I think my son wasn't even 5, and now my son is 21. So that's how many years Dr. Jared and I have known each other.
Yes, I think we met at a DAN conference. That'll date you. Mm-hmm. DAN conference in Dallas back in 2000 something.
Yeah.
So it's we've both been on this road for a long, long time.
Well, I'm excited today to, one, I always love seeing you and it's so great to have you here, but I love this topic about, one, natural supplements, because there's so many things that people can do without jumping onto a medication, but there are natural supplements for more speech. So let's just dive in because, you know, you've been doing this as we were talking, like my son's 21. We met you before he was 5. So what are the most amazing changes you've seen over the last 20 years with our kiddos?
Well, you know, I want to kind of start in for those people who don't know me. I'm a clinician. Okay. There's clinicians out there and then there's researchers and there's, you know, those kind of people are very different. And some people love to delve into research and then some people love to be in the trenches, you know? So like myself, I'm a doc, I'm a practitioner, I'm a clinician. And it's, yeah, this is my 20th year of practicing medicine. And time flies. And, you know, ever since the beginning of my practice, I've been working with kids with autism. And pretty much the past 10 years, it's exclusively that, you know, all I see, the only patients I accept, again, 99% of them be kids on the autism spectrum. So I find myself having a unique point of view where I'm here to help your kids. And I've seen what works and I've seen what hasn't worked. And obviously all of our kids are so different and respond to so many different things, but I love coming, you know, to you and to AHA and to all the families out there are listening, just being able to sit back and say, look, I've got 2 decades here that I want to be able to help you with. Right. And my specialty is using natural therapeutics. Okay. So I don't prescribe pharmaceuticals. I do recommend them sometimes if I think they're absolutely necessary, then yeah, hey, those are great things in emergency situations, but there are no pharmaceuticals that treat autism. There's pharmaceuticals that manage behaviors. Okay. So if your child's super aggressive, yeah, you better get on some psych meds so they don't hurt themselves. They don't hurt others. That's fine. There's nothing out there in the pharmaceutical world that actually improves the developmental delays of our kids. Mm-hmm. And frankly, the things that we've done naturally have far and above outpaced any kind of medication out there, which is great. So, you know, when people ask, you know, patients are in, you know, in my office, and then I do a lot of, I mean, ever since COVID, I've done, you know, pretty much strictly telemedicine. It's, you know, I ask every single parent, what do you want? What can I help you with? What are your goals? Right. And 9 times out of 10, the number one answer is speech. I want more language. You want to know what your kid is thinking. You want to know what your kid is feeling. I mean, just like any parent, and I've got a daughter turning 11 next week, you know, it's, am I happy? Am I sad? Am I angry? Am I in pain? Why am I screaming? Why am I not sleeping? I mean, all of these things we want to know. And frankly, our society judges intelligence by this hole right here. You know, this hole is how smart I am. Okay. Mm-hmm. But that's our society. And obviously our kids are just as smart as every other neurotypical kid out there. It's just hard for them to get their ideas out. So mm-hmm. 90+% of my families are asking me more speech, more language. How can I get it? So
do you think vitamins are strong enough to help our kiddos?
Extremely. So let me kind of walk you through my top few things and kind of share some stories with them, right? And again, with what I also see from conventional medicine, you know, like, you know, your parents, you take your kids to your pediatrician. We think, oh, but pediatrician, my doctor's got to have the answer. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, most of them were never taught. Most of them were never trained. Most of them don't know what autism is. Most of them, they hear autism and boom, they're going to kick you out to therapy. Yeah, go get your therapies. That's all I know, which is fine, but there is so much more. And there's so much more that's been scientifically studied. Okay. Again, I mentioned before, I'm a clinician, not a researcher, but there's researchers around the world that are researching ways to help our kids. And, you know, every week I do a podcast. I'm on, you know, on Facebook and Instagram and yada, yada. And I pull up research studies. I mean, even today I recorded one on, frankly, we were talking about this just a moment ago before we started our interview, pulling up research on autoimmune inflammation of the brain and mm-hmm. how that contributes to autism and what we can do naturally to reverse it. And it was pretty cool. In fact, we found some research study about an herb that not only will reduce brain inflammation, but will also support the remyelination of nerves. So like the myelin, the fatty coating on our nerves, you know, it's really hard to grow those back, but there's research on natural things to do that. Okay. I'm totally going off topic because I could talk for hours.
That is so exciting though. That to me, as a parent of a kiddo that's 21,
right.
You know, we never give up. We know that the research is out there. We know that people are looking, we don't always hear it, but then once we see it, we're like, wait a second, like it's possible. And that's where we always have to remember as parents of any age, I say it multiple times, but I wouldn't be here with my kid is 21 if I didn't have hope. Right. Exactly. So, you know, that's where I love doctors like you that are out there. And, you know, you always say you're not a researcher, but boy, do I learn a lot from you.
Well, I'm not there, you know, I'm not there in the universities doing it, but I love to pull this out, all these researchers. And, you know, another side comment, I love interviewing these researchers and getting them on video and putting this out on our website and social media. Like I had an amazing, I don't know if you interviewed Dr. William Parker out of Duke, all of his acetaminophen work. A genius guy that has definitively associated acetaminophen and autism. And it's amazing research. And the sad part is not enough people read it and not enough people act on it, okay? And Dr. Chris Shaw, I'm interviewing him in a couple weeks as well. And it's, there's so many great, kind-hearted, smart people out there that are helping these kids and are helping you. It's just we need a connector, you know, we need a connector to get the families to this info. And so that's what I'm trying to do. So,
well, and I wish you've been doing a great job for 20 years.
Oh yeah. I tell you, I think we've been doing our Facebook Lives, I think this year, and again, we record a Facebook Live event for an hour, and then we put it out as a podcast and on YouTube and on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And I do it every week. I think we're coming up on our fifth anniversary. Oh, so wow. We're looking at like 250 of these, and it's awesome. There's so much info.
So let's go down the rabbit hole a little bit. Why are pediatricians, like the general pediatricians, the ones that you meet way before you ever know the word autism, right? Why are they not really understanding our parents today?
You know, I can't answer definitively because I'm not there. You know, I'm not the pediatrician who's seeing 30, 40 kids a day. You know, I'm not the pediatrician who you literally see for like 5 seconds in the visit. You get your shots, you get your well baby visit, here's your antibiotics, and I'm done because I got to go see another million kids today. Mm-hmm. I'm not that guy. Okay. I'm the guy who's going to sit here for an hour and learn everything about you and what's been going on and your journey and your kids. So I'm not there. So I can't say definitively, but my guess is after talking to enough pediatricians out there, I think number one, and I think there's three major reasons. Okay. Number one, you're in a system. And I just recorded a podcast with a pediatric APRN who left a conventional pediatric, you know, mill and started her own practice. She's great. She's great. Laura O'Neill. And, you know, our whole podcast was about her getting out of the system. Okay. How did she leave that conventional system, conventional pediatrics, and move into private practice of helping people more? And you know, you come across the real answer, which is the system is set up to just churn people out. One medical doctor used this term. He was a patient of mine, and you know, I love the term, which was the pill mill. Okay. He's like, we're in the pill mill. Everybody, patients come in. We got 10 minutes, maybe 15 max. You're getting a pill. You're getting a prescription, maybe two, maybe three, maybe four, maybe five. That's our job. That's the job as medical doctors, is to prescribe the medication. Okay. Mm-hmm. And also, the more patients you see, the more medication can be prescribed. Mm-hmm. And so I think the system has really just changed over the past few decades to become a system of, let's see as many patients as we can, and let's prescribe as many medications as we can. And sometimes those medications work, sometimes they don't. But I think the actual people, you know, the doctors, you go into it. I mean, you go to med school, you're like, I want to help people. You know, you become a pediatrician, I'm going to help kids. That's all I really want to do. That's my life. I love that idea. And it's pure at heart. But then you get into a system that's not pure of heart. You get into a system that is driven by money. Okay, let's do the money. Let's help the kids. This is the way we're doing it. Bang, 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 bang. Look, the more kids we see, the more kids we can help. Boom, 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 boom. And that system does not allow for any kind of creativity. Okay, that system does not allow for any kind of practice, art of medicine. It's a routine. And that's where the system is. Okay, so I think the system is there. And so you're in the system. And frankly, if you're the doctor, you're like, hey, you know what? I'm in the system. I'm doing this. I think I'm helping. I think it's working. But I don't have the time to sit back and look at my results. Okay. Mm-hmm. I am so busy working 70. Like you said, we're working 70 hours a week. Mm-hmm. You're working 70 hours a week. I don't have time to sit back and say, hey, is this the right thing that I'm doing or not? So I think it's just part of being in a busy system. And I think number two, frankly, Any doc who steps outside the box is fearful of being sued and fearful of litigation and fearful of losing their license, because the system is structured and we do the system and that's what we do. And if you go out of that system, you're the outlier. That's not what we do. That's not our system. So yeah, you might not be part of this anymore. In fact, I asked my pediatrician a few years ago. I said, because I live in Connecticut and we just lost our religious waiver for medications. And I said, hey, do you give medical waivers? She said, no, I still have a mortgage. And wow. Right there really encompasses it all, that if somebody steps out of the box, mm-hmm. then they're going to lose their job and they're going to lose their income and their lifestyle. So I think that's the core of it. And then I think the other core is, where's the interest? I mean, if you don't have a kid, if you're not a physician with a kid on the spectrum, where is your interest and motivation? Because you're mm-hmm. working so many hours and who has the time?
Well, and then I think that brings it back to all these people wanting to stay, you know, in this kind of safety zone. That's what's so great about nutritional supplements, because nutritional right. supplements, you know, we know that basically it's typically derived from a food of some sort. And so to me, that's not scary. Now, the only scary part is knowing where to take it, how to take it. And so let's talk about speech, because
right.
you know, children really regain their language. You know, many of us have had our kiddos. Maybe like, I can just tell you my example is my son started with, you know, vocabulary. His first words were at 9 months. We yep. lost all speech by the time he was about 15 and a half months. Yep. And you know, that's a very common story that I hear. And yep. we didn't hear his voice again until he was nearly six, where he could make sounds and maybe say a word here and there, you know, and now he's 21 and he can tell us, you know, he's doing much better, but he can tell us, you know, what if he's in pain, or he can tell us his wants and his needs. Today yeah. it was rather cute. I use the word cute because I was leaving the house and I was doing something silly. And I said, oh gosh, Jackson. And I thought he was going to say, because I usually say mommy, so, and sometimes he'll say silly, right? And because we prompt our kids, we do. And with this part of when you have a kid for this many years and all the speech, you're going to do it. And right. So anyway, so I go, mommy's so, and he goes, looks at me and he grabs my face. He says, mommy's so cute.
Oh.
And I knew we were doing interviews, so I knew I had to have my makeup on and everything today. I'm like, oh my goodness gracious. I go, mommy's going to cry. And then I start going out the thing, and then I hear the therapist and I hear my son say, don't cry. Ha 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 ha. Like laughing. And I was like, that is so amazing. That's awesome. That is so amazing. And here, this is a kid at 21 where he's never said I was cute. That was like the best compliment I've ever received in my life. Right. And you know, the fact when I said, oh, I'm gonna cry, he goes, oh, don't cry, ha ha ha, like kind of laughing, you know. And right. that to me is a huge example of, at any age, an individual can regain speech. And so, you know, let's talk about that. Let's talk about why are these supplements working? What are the supplements we might want to look at to help that? And then obviously working with doctors like yourself.
Right. Okay. So I'm going to go over three different supplements. All right. The first one, which is probably the most popular and has the most science behind it, is going to be a vitamin called folinic acid. Okay. And I'm sure you've had many people, you know, that you've recorded talk about folinic acid. So I just want to kind of add on to that pile of evidence and that pile of talking about. But what's important to know is that our body runs on food. You know, I mean, you are what you eat, period. Okay. I mean, and everything, it always boggles my mind. Everything in your body comes from the food you eat, the air you breathe, and the water you drink, period. Okay. Our bones, our muscles, our thoughts, our moods, our emotions, our development, our language, everything comes from food. And there's, you know, hundreds and hundreds of different nutrients, different vitamins, different minerals, different fats, different proteins. I mean, you name it. There's so much stuff out there that we get from our food that helps our body run as it should. Okay. Hey, our kids are picky eaters. They don't often eat what they should. They're going to start to lack certain vitamins. And people who have certain medical conditions, and we haven't said this yet, but it needs to be said, autism is a medical condition. It's not a behavior choice by the child. It's not a parenting thing that you did. Okay. If you're feeling guilty, stop it. It is a medical condition and sometimes needs to be treated as such. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about folinic acid, because again, it's the number one scientifically researched natural supplement for more language in kids. And you probably took folic acid in your prenatal. All right. Folic acid is very similar to folate. All right. Which is found in food products. Those convert in the body, and everything in the body is like an assembly line. Like you're making a car, you start with the frame and you add the wheels and the seats and the horn and beep, beep, and you got your car. So everything kind of goes through an assembly line process in the body. Folate and folic acid becomes a vitamin called folinic acid. That then becomes another vitamin called methylfolate. Okay. And that's through the process of the gene MTHFR, which I only bring up because it's pretty popular lately. You know, thank you, Dr. Lynch. And a lot of people test their MTHFR levels and yada, yada, and no methylfolate. But it's this folinic acid form that seems to help language the most. So let me say a couple things about it. Number one, it's really hard to get folinic acid into the brain. Okay. Because we've got two hurdles to jump. Number one, we've got to get anything that we eat needs to go from our mouth and our stomach and our intestines, cross through that into the bloodstream, and then cross from the bloodstream into the brain. And there's a little door called a folate receptor. Okay. And that often has an autoimmune attack on it. So it's not working. So it's really hard to get this super essential speech vitamin into our kids' brains. Okay. So how do we do that? Number one, you've got to just start by giving folinic acid. Number two, folinic acid comes in a pharmaceutical form known as leucovorin. Okay. And a lot of people out there might have gotten a leucovorin prescription. I'm not a fan of leucovorin because many of the forms contain gluten or dairy. And it's just not, it's no different than just taking a folinic acid vitamin, and it still has the absorption problems. So what we've done is a few years ago, I was researching folinic acid, and I found a PhD out of Cornell that this is her life's work. She does folate and folinic and methylfolate. That's all she does and all she studies. Again, I love these researchers that are way smarter than me. And we sat down for like a half hour and I said, how do I get this stuff into the brain? And she says, this is the research that we've been doing. There's other vitamins that need to be there at the same time to make this door work. Okay. So I've been able to formulate a folinic acid natural supplement that contains these other vitamins. So they all work together. I mean, I hate the word synergistically, but I'm going to use it. They all work together at the same time. Okay. So it's like, you all got to be, you know, it's like Goonies and one of their traps. They all have to be there pushing the right button at the same time for this stuff to get into the blood and then get into the brain. So we've done amazing at formulating this special, you know, concoction, if you will, that really gets this stuff into the brain. So we've been able to expand kids' language within weeks, which can be amazing. And again, it's like a Weight Watchers commercial. You can't lose 50 pounds in a month or in a day, but it's, you know, different kids will respond differently. Some kids next day, a couple more words, next day is a couple more words, next day, a couple, other kids, it's just this huge avalanche that pours. Some kids are a little bit slower. So it's important to watch your child and make sure you realize language is going to develop the way language develops, whether you're on the autism spectrum or neurotypical, which is we start with repeating. We start with echolalia, mama, mama, dada, dada. Then we get into scripting. Okay. So it's just like groups of words that have a meaning. Like, hi, how are you? That then morphs into conversational language. So you're not going to immediately jump into conversational language. It's going to be the stepwise process. So that's the first one. If you haven't tried folinic acid before, try it, or try our kind of combo formulation, which I think works really well. But that's number one place to start.
I love that. And I know I've heard of, and I clearly was never pronouncing it right. I always called it leucovorin. How do you say it? Leucovorin?
I'm from the Northeast, so I say everything funny.
Because I'm from California, so maybe it's like East Coast, West Coast thing. But you know, I've heard lots of great studies. So if you guys are listening or watching, you know, there's so much information about that. And I will say compounding pharmacies used to be able to compound it in a more clean kind of way. Compounding pharmacies are having a big issue right now. And so, you know, if you guys can look towards what Jared has, honestly, I think that's almost, to me, it's like compounding, because compounding is when you take something and you want it to be the purest form, so it doesn't have the gluten and the dairy. And yet I know with our own insurance, the compounding pharmacies were no longer feasible, you know? Right. And so again, that's probably a whole other topic, but I just want you guys to know, this has been around. We've heard about it. We know great things about it. So I think that's really, really exciting. So how do people find out about you? Like where are they finding? Like, I know you have a couple of things before I even get to that question. I know briefly you have educational series that you guys do at Spectrum Awakening. So I want you to give that information, but then also how do they get, you know, your supplements, and then how do they even know where to begin? Like, can they just go order this? Do they need a prescription from you?
Right. Well, I know I can ramble forever. So I promised three, I'll throw in the last two.
Then we'll
talk about what to do and what to order. The other two things, and I'll just tell two quick stories, are proteins. Okay, because the brain runs on protein, and specific proteins will make specific things happen in the brain. So I'll tell two quick stories and then we'll wrap up. One is called tryptophan. Tryptophan is that stuff in turkey that makes you tired and sleepy and relaxed, because tryptophan makes serotonin. Okay. Serotonin is huge for autism and for language. Okay. So I'll give you an example. I was seeing a 16-year-old girl. She was in high school. She was totally nonverbal. She was smart. You know, she was in mainstream classes, but would not speak, period. Okay. We started giving her tryptophan. Actually, it's metabolite 5-HTP, and going from nonverbal within a month to complete verbal. And her biggest issue, she was smart and on all the mainstream classes. Her biggest issue was social interactions, because she couldn't speak. She didn't speak. So she didn't have many friends. She couldn't, you know, go to prom or do things. And all of a sudden, a month later, she's has these friends and she's going to prom and she gets this job after school. And it was one of these overnight things that you just love. So that's number two, which would be tryptophan. The other one is a protein called tyrosine. Okay. And tyrosine creates a chemical in the brain called dopamine, okay, which is a stimulant and helps with focus and concentration. I was at an autism conference and I was talking to a mom, and she said, hey, I got this little 5-year-old and she's nonverbal. What should I do? And we talked about her. And I said, you know what? She feels like one of these kids that I think would do really well with tyrosine. So I suggested that and I gave it to her from my booth. 2 days later, she comes up to me. She approaches the booth and she stops. She tears up and I tear up. And she says, look, my 5-year-old, you told me to take this tyrosine. I'm like, no, I remember. And she's like, she hasn't spoken in years, but today's my birthday. And before I left, she had me kneel down and she held my face and she said, happy birthday, mom. And those were the first words in like 3 years that this kid said. And it breaks your heart and makes you cry. And it's possible. It's there, people. So those are the things that I use the most.
They just can't express it. That's why these supplements are important, so they can start expressing what they're feeling.
Exactly. It's all in there. Yeah. It's all in there. So if anybody's interested, our website is spectrumawakening.com. And that spectrumawakening.com pretty much has all my two decades of work, whether you want to schedule a telemedicine appointment with me, whether you want to order some of these supplements we just talked about, I've got a four-part protocol that supports brain chemistry, which is what this is all about. It includes the folinic and the tryptophan and the tyrosine. It's called the Scourin Solution. And we've got educational courses on there. We got lab tests to order. Like if your doctor won't order an oat test or genetic testing or a stool test or whatever, we do it through the website. So there's so many options there for you guys to
take. You can just go to the website without like having you talk to you first and order a test or order a supplement. Yep.
You don't have to talk to me. You don't have to talk to your doctor. You can order the supplements. You can order the lab tests. You can order the courses, anything. You don't need a prescription. These are just natural vitamins. Again, we've created things that are gluten-free, dairy-free. We try to make them taste good. And they're all things that I've formulated for my patients. So they are for our kids. So it's not like just grabbing something off the shelf at a drugstore. It's for us.
I love that. That's, to me, it's like, you know, you're constantly waiting for, you know, a doctor's appointment. You're waiting for a prescription. You're waiting for some test or somebody to give you a test. So guys, you can put this all in your own hands and at least get some answers ahead of time. And then perhaps, you know, get a consult with you or another doctor that they feel comfortable with, but now they have the tests in hand. They have, you know, and then also you can learn at 2 o'clock in the morning. That's usually when I'm doing stuff. I feel like, you know, it's like, if you have the course, you can turn, push start. And, you know, whenever you can, you can listen to it. You can watch it. And so I love, love, love that you have this available for so many families. I know you work with families all over the world correct? Okay. Doesn't matter where you live.
Does not matter where you live. I've talked to families in Asia, Europe, Africa, Australia. The only place I haven't is Antarctica. So I still got one continent to go.
All right. So if you guys are from Antarctica, call them. So again, it's always a pleasure talking with you. I learned so much. I was taking notes the entire time. I hope everybody that's watching and listening, we're doing the same. What's a message you want to leave with everybody that, you know, they're often, you know, as parents, we get kind of lost. We get kind of hopeless sometimes, you know, sometimes we get stuck or, you know, a plateau. What's a message that you want to leave with us?
You know, you just said the word, which is hope. You guys can do this. Okay. There are answers. Just because your doctor said there's no answers. Just because your doctor said, just put your kid in a home and forget about them. Just because your teachers say something, just because your family says something, ignore the naysayers. Okay. There is hope. I've been doing this for 20 years. These other people that you're listening to on these interviews have been doing it for however long. We have seen kids recover. Okay. We have seen kids go from diagnosis and nonverbal to losing their diagnosis and being mainstreamed and just looking like they've got some ADHD. It's in fact, I was just talking to a kid again. I've been working with this kid for a good 10 years and he's going to be a senior in high school, and he's phased out of his IEP. They're considering taking the diagnosis away. It can happen. So you've got to keep trying. And if what you're doing is not working, try something different because there's so much out there, but we can do this together.
I love that. If it's not working, try something different. And as you said, we are in this together. Thank you so much, Dr. Jared Scourin. I am a huge fan and have been a friend for many years, and I just love what you do. I'm honored to stand with you. He's been a partner for AHA for many, many years, and just thank you for everything that you do to make a difference in this world.
Well, thanks, Kristen. And thanks to all the families out there that do everything they can for their kid like you do. That's all we can do as parents.
Well, together, we're in this together. That's what we're saying. We're in this together. And until next time, guys, we'll be back. Bye.
Thanks, everybody.